Tal vez no, es muy difícil.
I don't think I can. That's a very difficult question. You might as well have asked me who's going to win the next FIFA World Cup. I would have had a better chance at answering that one. But that's a question that goes beyond the purview of the WMO, but not entirely. I would need to answer that question with a lengthy answer because, well, on the one hand, it is true that the technical experts, due to their training and due to the nature of their work, don't have the openness required to think about the end users. And that's something that the WMO is planning to work on. Precisely because we want to say that the data is useful because of the use made of them, because there's no sense in publishing some data 3 years late where we have some hydrological data that is out of date. The international organizations then need training programs that, well, sure, need to be backed up by the observation networks and the data analysis. But then there's another aspect, I would call it the cultural aspect of those that make decisions. And frequently, they're not trained enough on technical matters to understand all the subtleties of the information. So the idea is to strike a dialogue and develop some common language so that the technical experts and the decision makers can meet, understand each other, understand the problem. And well, I said it's easier to tell who's going to win the next FIFA World Cup because this is not something that can be settled with one single project. It's something that must be included in any project we have, in any conversation we have with those that make the observations or make the decisions. We want to slightly change that overly closed mindset. There might be a different solution in different projects, in different countries, in different contexts. It must be included across all activities, but one sole universal solution to that, I don't think it exists. But we know the direction we have to work on in all the projects we're engaged in. Thank you.